Two in a row from Van Halen on Steve Gorman Rocks. Michael Anthony, still hanging with us. Okay, we spoke earlier about Black Sabbath showing you guys the ropes in terms of true rock and roll excess on the road. It's a nonstop party, but of course that can and often does go sideways. Michael, did you ever have to pull out, or were you able to kind of maintain some sense of a balance and equilibrium along the way?
You know what? Luckily for me, and I thank God that I do not have that kind of addictive personality.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things that I tried on the road or whatever, but it was like, you know, the music was the main thing. And with the band, it was too, because if in the early days, we used to record every night. I mean, there could be any given night. Mm-hmm. You could walk backstage after we played and either Eddie and I would be fighting or someone would be, you know, going, hey, no, you rushed in that part. We need to do, you know, and we were very critical about our shows, just on, you know, on each other. And it was kind of like, you know, everything's good, you know, you can do what you want, but if something happens and that show is not what it's supposed to be, then big trouble. So we never, on the road anyway, you know, we never got off track that way, because, you know, we always said, you know, hey, if we're going to stick around for a while, we got to, you know, got to take care of it. That was the important thing. And what you do on your own is great. As long as you're there when the bus leaves and you're there when it's time to get up on stage and you just give it your 110%, you know.
Well, Michael Anthony, you certainly are living proof that it's possible to have a great time and still get the job done. Dude, thank you so much for being with us. I know I speak for everybody. Look forward to seeing you on the road with the Circle this fall and next year and forever.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay, bye.